Have you ever seen like a movie preview? And it is so exciting, you elbow your spouse or your friends, we gotta see that one. That's why they spend so much money on that preview, because that will determine whether half of America is gonna see that movie or not. 30 seconds. Well, I want you to know something. The reason God is saying don't forget who you are is because this, God has asked us to be a preview of heaven.
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. You know, there's a pretty good chance that the guy you work with or your neighbor next door may never set foot inside of a church. They'll never sit down and read the Bible. But did you know that when they see your life, it might be the only Bible they'll ever read? Not to put any pressure on you, but your life may just be the only reflection of Jesus that they will ever see. Here is Pastor Wayne with part two of a message entitled, Choosing Your Homeland.
He was the one that blazed the trail. He's the firstborn. He's the one that made the way. He's the one that spanned the gap so that we can die and be born again. It's only possible in one way, in Christ. That's it. But we've got to lose our identity, die. And as I am born again, it is only by faith in Christ. So it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives through me. And so you now have a new identity. So that's how it can be done. And that's why us coming to faith in Christ is so incredibly important, because it gives you a new nature. It gives you a new creation. It gives you a new heart. It gives you a new mind. It gives you a new outlook. But that only happens by faith in Christ. I die. Now, some of you will be baptized. And baptism is a public expression of when you go under the water, you know what you said? I have died. I buried my old citizenship. It is no longer I who live. And when you come up, you're saying, the life I now live, I'm going to live by faith in Christ. I've been born again. I'm a citizen of heaven. And I will be a citizen here and a sojourner here. Whereas it used to be, I was a citizen down here in the world, and I sojourned once in a while up here. But I'm going to change citizenships. I will die and be born again. But it's a choice you must make, because when you were born the first time, you were naturalized a citizen here because of the sin of Adam. Now you must make a choice. So how did that transfer happen? From the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his beloved son. Would you write in number one on the second side there? Choose to be born again. Choose. That's your volition and mine. We must make a choice for Christ, and that's called faith. And that's what he said to Nicodemus. Let's read verse 3 of John chapter 3. Go. Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And let's continue. The next one, go. For you were once not a people, but now you're the people of God. Isn't that wonderful? By faith in Christ. Thank God for Jesus. But now I got to make something really, really firm here. Here it is. In this next little bullet, would you write down, no dual citizenships. No dual citizenships. You might try to do that with Canada and U.S. or Japan. Sometimes they give dual citizenships. But in the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of the world, no dual citizenships. You got to relinquish one. You got to die to one. You got to bury one. No dual citizenships. You must choose. And remember, you're either going to be a citizen of one and visit the other, or you're going to be a citizen of this one and visit the other. You must choose. No dual citizenships. And when you are born again, you have relinquished that government. That stuff does not fit for you anymore. When you make a choice to be born again, the world doesn't fit anymore. You are born again as a Christian, the clothes of the world don't fit. They're either too big or too small. They will never fit good anymore. You can try to be like the world and it just won't fit. You can try to sin. But you know what? Even you will be born again. You'll be a Christian. You'll be a citizen of heaven. And you'll try to sin. But you know what? You're terrible sinners. You're not very good at it. See, when I was in the world, I was good at sinning. Let me tell you, I could sin. But when I was born again and I tried to get back into my sort of like my old corpse, my old ways, I'm a terrible sinner. I feel guilty. You know it's not you anymore. It just doesn't fit. But sometimes we can get caught up in this identity so much that you start taking on some of the marks of worldliness to the point where people of the world can't tell us apart. And when that happens, you lose who you are. And that's why the Bible says, you're the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its savor, it'll be good for nothing except to be trampled underfoot. You're the light of the world. No one takes a light and puts it under the shadow. They put it on a lampstand so that all may see. You're the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men so that they'll see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, what God is saying to us, don't lose your identity. The children of Israel, they'd lose their identity again and again. They forget who they were. That's why God had to institute all those festivals and holidays and altars. Build this altar, do this, do that, dress like this. Why? So you will remember who you are and whose citizenship you're from. Don't forget who you are. When you come into the new land, don't forget who you are. Don't forget the Lord, because they'd constantly forget. But the Lord is saying, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men so they'll see your good works and glorify who? Your Father in heaven. You see, we sometimes, citizens and sojourners, we can go off on the wrong side. On one side, we take our light and we get so legalistic about it, we shine it on people's sins. You did that. You did that. You did that. Look at that. Or we can get prideful and shine it on ourselves. Look what I do. Look at me. But both are wrong. God is saying, no, you don't let your light so shine before men so they can see their sins or see how cool you are. No, you let it so shine before men so you shine on whom? The Father. To show people the way home. That's where we shine. So that people will see how good God is. Don't forget who you are. We sometimes get caught up in the world and we start coming under its government, under its jurisdiction. And we start to act like them. And then we'll be trampled underfoot, the Bible says. Remember who you are. It should scare us when we lose our identity. It should scare us. I remember, and I wrote about this in the book, Doing Church as a Team, when Aaron was in junior high. The time I've seen him, I've never seen him more scared in my life, was when I get a call at the office and my wife says, honey, come, Aaron's injured. He can't remember anything. Click. Oh, no. So I rush home. And what had happened was he and two of his friends found a sloping hill and an empty 55-gallon barrel drum. They decided they were going to put each other inside and roll down the hill. So in choosing who would be the first in the suicide mission, Aaron volunteers. I don't know where he got that courage. Must have been from his mother. He gets in. And they start this thing down a hill. It starts in a slow, loping roll, but then it goes from 0 to Mach 4. And it starts barreling down the hill, and then end over end. Bang! Bang! And one of the times, he hits his head so hard on the side of the drum, it knocks him out cold. And when it comes to a screeching halt, he rolls out unconscious. Concussion. They have to bring him home, and when he comes to, he can't remember what happened. He doesn't know what's going on. And he's so afraid. I come home and he's shaking. I can't remember anything, Dad. I can't remember. So I said, what happened? They told me, these two friends. I thought, good for you. And he's just shaking up. I said, Dad, I can't remember anything. And I said, you probably have a concussion and you have temporary amnesia and it'll come back in a day or two. My wife, though, was so afraid. No, something's wrong in his head. Something went bad. So please go take him to the emergency. So I took him to the emergency and I got his two culprits in crime to come with me. And so we all went there and the doctor did a full scan of his brain and he came back and said, nothing's wrong, which surprised me. It surprised me, nothing's wrong. No, I thought there's plenty wrong. So I said, your machines can't see. No, he's fine, concussion, but... And I thought, doctor, could you take these other two kids and scan their brains too? Just turn the radiation on high. But he was still afraid. And I said, Aaron, please, it's true. It's a concussion. And in a couple days, your memory will return, except for the very incident itself. Everything will be all right. You'll have a headache. We'll take care of you. You'll be fine. Really, Dad? Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking, it should scare us as bad when we start realizing that we're not acting like citizens of heaven anymore. When people can't tell us apart. That's why you'll often hear the Lord say, you have heard it said, do this and do that, but it must not be so among you. You have heard it said and you've seen it done, but it must not be so among you. Why? Because you are under a different government. And you're sojourners here. Don't forget who you are. You might ask, Wayne, how were you so confident to tell Aaron that you knew that his memory would return in a day or two? How did you know? Experience. I won't go any further. And that's it. I'm not telling you anymore. But I knew. Why is it that God would say, don't forget who you are as citizens and sojourners? Why? Let me tell you why. Have you ever seen like a movie preview that you see a 30-second clip and it is so exciting, you elbow your spouse or your friend, say, we got to see that one. We got to see that one. And the whole determining factor of whether or not you're going to see a movie is based on 30 seconds of a preview or trailer, they call it. And if the trailer or the preview isn't that good, you have made a decision. You're not going to see that movie based on 30 seconds. That's why they spend so much money on that preview, because that will determine whether half of America is going to see that movie or not. 30 seconds. So they put big bucks into that. Well, I want you to know something. The reason God is saying don't forget who you are is why? You know why? Because this, God has asked us to be, and would you write it in, a preview of heaven. That's who we are. How many people, and isn't this true, will determine whether or not they want to transfer based on the previews? They'll watch us. And that's why it's so important that God is saying, represent me as sojourners. If you just give a cup of cold water in my name, you will not lose your reward. That's how important it is, down to very detail, to represent me. And we partner with so many churches in this city and wonderful ministries like River of Life or Campus Crusade or Youth with a Mission or Young Life, Campus Life, all of these different ministries and churches. God has called all of us to be a preview of heaven to the many that are naturalized citizens in this world, but know that this is not where they want to end up. They're caught in the web of the duplicity, of the deception of, and the consequences of the one who is the ruler of this world, who wants to blind the eyes of the unbelieving. And this one's passing away. And it will all be pulled down unless we make a choice, the most eternal decision they'll ever make in that world, to transfer, and which will require them to die in Christ and be born again. Well, how are they going to see whether or not that's a valid, plausible decision to make? Well, they watch the previews. And that's us. That's why he says, let your light so shine before men, so they'll see your good works and glorify your Father. Folks, listen. Your existence here is more important than you will ever realize, because a lot of the watching world, their future rides a lot on us. Because for a lot of people, you'll be the only Jesus they'll ever see. For a lot of people, we'll be the only Bible they'll ever read. When I think about that, I think, oh God, am I a good enough preview? Teach me, Lord, show me how I am to live on this passing planet to represent you well. Let's read what he says here in 1 Peter 2:9 in the New Living Testament. Go. You are a chosen people. You are a kingdom of priests, God's holy nation, his very own possession. This is so you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Yeah, why does he say don't forget? Because you are to show others the goodness of God. Because to a lot of people, we're the preview of heaven. We're the only Jesus they might ever see. Let me tell you a story in closing. I was a missionary in about 1925 in a remote area of China. Feeling that he was the first missionary to come and share about Christ to these rural people, these farmers, he began to explain to them this person called Jesus, describing him. So he'd say, I want to tell you about God, he said. Now, a lot of nations will call him by different names, but he came to earth in the person of someone named Jesus. And he lived among us. And so they're sort of bewildered trying to follow this missionary's explanation as he's telling them who Jesus is. And Jesus came to earth and he lived among us. And he lived such a godly life, showing people God. And he loved people, lived selflessly, so that we will find our way to God. And he loved us so much that he even gave his life and died among us so that we might become children of God. Just then their eyes got really bright and they said, "We know who you're talking about." And the missionary said, "Really? Yes, he was with us about 20 years ago. And he thought, I don't think so. They said, "Oh yes, but he died just like you said. And he lived just like you said." "What? Come, we'll show you." So he thought, "Well, I better go check this out." They grab him by the hand and take him down a winding path to an old Chinese cemetery. And there on a clean headstone was the name of a former missionary that he didn't even know had come before him about 20 years prior. And it was there that this one lived his whole life among these rural people and loved them, told them about God, and died in their midst. And they gave him a prominent place in that Chinese cemetery. And they said, "This is the one you described to the T." And then the missionary realized that this former missionary had represented Jesus so well, they said, that's the Jesus you're talking about. You see, and in a way, we're the only Jesus people will see, but sort of like a preview of heaven. But God is saying, "I will give you my strength, and I will give you my resurrection power from having been born again, die to the old, and I will give you a new citizenship. And you will now be citizens and sojourners as ambassadors for Christ. Now remember, your old clothes won't fit, so don't try them. Don't forget who you are. And when people see you, they'll know that Jesus is alive and they'll ask, 'Help me find my way home.' And we'll do exactly that. That's called the church." Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for helping us to understand that we are citizens of heaven, that we have died, not just made a religious decision, we have died to our old ways, our old identity. For if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away or died. All things have become new. Thank you for that choice that we get to make, and thank you for paving the way. With your heads bowed, if you're here and you'd say, "Wayne, I don't know if my citizenship is in heaven. I think I'm still living in that naturalized citizenship of the world, and I kind of visit heaven, test, I try, I dapple in. But today, I know that there are no dual citizenships. I must be willing to die to my old reputation, my old ways, and I'm willing to do that. So I don't want to be caught in this web of this world. And because of what Jesus has done, I want to be born again to a living hope. I want to be born again, be a citizen of heaven. And the rest of my stay on this earth, I want to be an ambassador for Christ under a new government, under his provision, his promises, his ways, his jurisdiction, his instruction and commandments. I want to make that decision to follow Jesus Christ and receive what he paid for on the cross. I want to be born again. If that's you and that speaks your heart, would you right now raise a hand? And in doing so, you're saying yes to His invitation to be born again. Would you do that right now? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you too. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You too. Yeah. On the side. Okay. Yeah. The Lord sees those. Yeah. On the side too. Okay. Right in the middle. God bless you. In the back. Yeah. The Lord sees those hands. Good. You can put your hands down. If this is the first time you've received the Lord, right outside is a yes table. You'll see people holding up yes packets. Please get one. Just tell them I said yes to Jesus today. In it is a Bible and some follow-up material. And water baptism today at 3 o'clock, where we can make that public proclamation that we've chosen to die to one citizenry so that we might be born again and be citizens of heaven. Now, you might be here as a Christian and you'd say, you know, Wayne, I'm a citizen of heaven, but if the truth be told, I think I've taken on too much of the clothing, the characteristics of the world, and I've lost who I am. It becomes confusing. I'm asking the Lord, Lord, would you restore my identity and give me the strength to be a citizen of heaven and a sojourner on this earth, to be an ambassador for Christ. Lord, help me to come under your jurisdiction, your government, your ways. I will stand as a citizen of heaven with your strength. If that's you and you're saying, Lord, I need your strength to do that, please, I open my heart to that. Would you raise a hand? And in doing so, you're saying, yeah, Lord, help me to be an ambassador for Christ, standing stalwart and not getting stained by the world. Yeah, yeah. Let's stand together and we're going to pray. And after we pray, we will sing our final song, that old hymn, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. But let's pray. And would you pray this prayer after me out loud? Would you pray this? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came and you died for my sins so that I might die and be born again. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. By faith, I turn from my sins and my old identity, and I take upon myself the new identity of a citizen of heaven. So now I say this so everyone can hear, so you can hear me, so I can hear myself, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my King. I will live under His protection, for I am a citizen of heaven from this day on. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome these who made that decision to be born again.
Some have a wonderful day.
You have just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Choosing Your Homeland by Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu.
Hi, this is Wayne Cordero. There's a brand new church starting up, New Hope West, right on our beautiful Bible College campus in Eugene, Oregon. It's time for the Word of God to live in each of us in a way that'll change our lives and the worlds in which we live. So join us at New Hope West on our Bible College campus, 2155 Bailey Hill Road in Eugene, Oregon. Two services, 9 and 11 a.m. We'll see you there.
Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.